Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Keto Podcast by Stephanie Laska. I lost 140 pounds, and I cannot wait to share all of my keto low-carb secrets with you during Season 5. Get ready for a fast ride, because the Dirty Lazy Keto Podcast by Stephanie Laska is going to get you inspired and help you to be successful. Let's get started. Inspiration to keep going on the keto diet. Need inspiration. Does that sound like you? Are you looking to get some inspiration? Please give me a thumbs up right away if that topic sounds very interesting to you and you're like, yes, I'm holding on. Please give me some tips, Stephanie. Please give me some advice. Tell me what is working for you and others in terms of motivation, help, inspiration to keep things going on the keto diet. Because sometimes, you know, we all go, ugh, or we have like hard moments in our life and we need some of that focus to get us back on track again. So today I'm going to share specifically six reasons that helped me personally to lose 140 pounds and to keep 140 pounds off, not just for like a day or a week, but to keep all this weight off for going on 10 years or a decade. So I think that's pretty serious, right? So these are the six areas that really helped me stay motivated, stay inspired, you know, keep on, even when times are tough. So hopefully you can identify with some of these or maybe steal some of these tips for yourself. And I hope that you'll share what is motivating you as well, because that is going to be a better conversation. If it's not just me, you know, waving in the wind, bearing my soul, telling you all my life's story. I want to hear what you have to say too. So let's go on to start here. We're going to start with number one. And the first reason that really gets me going and gets me excited and gets me focused and motivated, even when times are tough, is I love to travel, you guys. I think you know that about me. I love cheap travel specifically. I love seeing the world. I want to get out there. I don't want to sit on the couch any longer and watch the world go by. I want to participate and I want to get out there. And it's really motivating me to stay on track, even, you know, when it's raining or even when it's, I don't feel like it, or even when I'm really tempted, I start thinking about all the trips and all the adventures that I want to go on in my future. So for me, that's super duper motivating, and that's why I want to share that about number one. And that has always been the case for me, but it hasn't always been easy. I want to share a quick story with you that's going to require me to put on my glasses. It will require the glasses. Tell me if the mic's okay, because I just bumped it. But I wanted to read you just a paragraph here from Dirty Lazy Keto Revised and Expanded. And this is going to be from the very beginning, from the introduction, starting on page 3. I just want to read you this quick paragraph to see if this is something that you can relate to or if it resonates with you. Here we go. It wasn't until I was flying to attend a work meeting that I realized my weight might be spiraling out of control. My plane was preparing for takeoff when I was shocked to discover that my seatbelt wouldn't close. My stomach was simply too big. I tried shifting my weight, sucking in my gut, and even performed a modified squat to try and get that sucker to close, but I did not have any success. I was too embarrassed to ask a flight attendant for help. Mortified, I chose to hide from the problem. I laid my suit jacket over my lap to cover the unhooked seatbelt, and I pretended to be asleep. My secret was safe. It kills me talking about that scary and embarrassing and shameful moment. It kills me because it was so uncomfortable for me to be in a plane. It was so uncomfortable for me to travel. I mean, using the bathroom on the plane, walking up and down the aisle. Those were all things that were uncomfortable because everything was so compact, not just the seatbelt. So for me, that's a huge motivator going forward. I want to be able to travel comfortably and safely. I want to not be ashamed or embarrassed. I want to be able to jump in my swimming suit and participate in activities with my family and my kids. I don't want to feel like, oh my gosh, I won't be able to get in and out of a boat if I was in Hawaii and I wanted to go snorkeling. Or I don't want to be like avoiding certain activities because I'm afraid to be in my swimming suit. So that's one thing. Another celebration I did was I love horses and horseback riding. And I took my family on a horseback riding trip in Yosemite. And that was something I didn't want to do before because I was so worried about the weight limit. It was terrifying to me to show up to some kind of activity like zip lining or horseback riding or any kind of boating where they're like, oh, how much do you weigh? And is that going to be safe? I mean, I just recently did an inner tube ride in Hawaii with my family. And again, they were asking for how much we weigh. And I was like, you know, I'm not embarrassed to say it. And I was booking it and I was saying my weight out loud in front of my family. And I was thinking, you know, that is such a cool thing to be able to do because they were making sure they have the right inner tubes for how much you weigh. And I thought, that's awesome that I'm not embarrassed, that it's not holding me back. So being able to travel, being able to horseback ride or get on boats or swim or just put on my shoes and being willing and able to travel and make those steps when I'm on a vacation, super duper motivating to me. When I was in Europe this summer, which was my very special birthday trip for myself, I was logging days upon days of doing like 20,000 steps per day. And it was ridiculous. That is a lot of steps, but I could do it and I could keep up. I wasn't, you know, falling behind or feeling stressed out or about being able to participate. I could keep up with my family and it was such a great feeling. So that motivates me. One of the things that I want to share with you, there we go, is that I did some really cool stuff. Like I practically ran to the top of St. Peter's Basilica at Vatican City with my daughter. And it was like 103 degrees. I was so hot. And I'm wearing like this long, you know, long sleeve shirt, long pants, long dress, this whole long everything be covered up. So I'm super duper hot, tired from the travel, but I was still able to do it. I was still able to do it, get all the way to the top. And it wasn't just the Vatican City where I had successes like that. You know, running to the top of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. I was able to do that with the, you know, the tour bus getting ready to leave and I only had so many minutes. And my family's done that at other occasions too. The Arc de Triomphe in Paris, where we're just going and touring the Louvre and just being on our feet all day. So for me, being healthy, being motivated with Dirty Lazy Keto, you know, it goes way beyond the food. It's about a lifestyle where I can be physically able, mobile, energized, and capable of traveling no matter if I am on a boat, a plane, a car, or on foot. So that is all number one. I know I was really passionate about number one, but I'd love to know if you have a travel goal or do you have a goal similar to that, like with, or is something like that inspire you? Do you have a vacation you want to go on or an activity you want to do, a roller coaster you want to fit in? Tell me your story, please, in the comments. I think that would be really motivating for you if you shared, because it puts it in writing and then everyone can see, look, she's going to do that. Oh my gosh, she's so amazing. So if you have a dream, put it in writing, put it in the comments. If there's an activity you love to do or that you miss doing, put that in the comments because that can be inspirational and can really help you stay focused when times are tough. Because I know that really helps me. No matter where I'm going to be, I want to be physically strong and capable and healthy in order to take on that world and enjoy myself. So that's number one. Ready for number two? Okay, so hopefully you guys are all typing away. I wanna go on to number two. And for me, the number two reason that keeps me motivated, keeps me on track, is that I want to, get rid of the hat. But number two is I wanna stop feeling embarrassed about my size. I don't ever want that feeling to come back again. You know what I mean? Where you're just mortified about being in your skin or having people see you. I don't want to experience that feeling ever again. I want to stop those feelings in the track. And I want to share a quick story with you. I remember being, this is before when I was closer to 300 pounds. I remember being at a work event where everyone registered and we had to put our size for a shirt. I'm holding up a very large shirt, if you can't see the screen. And I remember in the drop-down menu where it had like women's sizes, small, medium, large, extra large. And then it had the men's sizes, you know, Small, medium, large, extra large, extra, extra large, extra, extra large, extra, extra, extra large. The men had clearly a whole bunch more options. And I knew that I wasn't going to fit in a women's XL because that would be like a 14, 16, because I was wearing a size 22, 26 at the time. So when I registered for this work event, I chose the largest shirt that was available in the men's size, which was like the 4X version. So I got to the event, registered, got to the registration desk. They gave me all my stuff, my lanyard, my shirt, and everything. And they said, put your shirt on, and then we'll meet you in the big ballroom for the kickoff event, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so I go to my room, get ready. I'm all excited, get my lanyard, get all my information. I put on the 4X shirt that I ordered, and I walk down to the hotel ballroom. Now I walk in the room and picture like 500 people, all in shirts issued by the company. Half of the people in the room, however, had one color shirt, let's say blue, and the other half of the people had a different color shirt, let's say red. Okay, here was the embarrassing, shameful, humiliating part of the story and why I'm sharing with you. As I was wearing the quote-unquote men's colored shirt, all the women had one color. Here I am wearing the color of the men's. So it was very clear that I was not fitting in the women's. I felt humiliated. I felt embarrassed. I felt ashamed. I wanted to just run out and leave, but I couldn't. And I had to sit there like holding back my tears. You know, probably no one noticed. There may have been other people in my situation, but at the time I was so humiliated and so just focused on the experience that I just couldn't even breathe. Now I want to stop that from happening again. And if times are tough and I'm tempted to go off track or go down some kind of dark road in my life, I think about moments like that and I realize I want to stop those feelings from ever coming back to me again. I don't ever want to take a family photo or look at pictures of myself and wish that I could destroy them. I don't ever want to be hiding behind people or avoiding the camera altogether, especially at family events, and not even be on a vacation. Like I might see a photo album at the end and not even see myself in the pictures. It's not like I even participated in the vacation because I was hiding from the camera or hiding from, being the focus. So that's important to me as well. I want to stop those kind of feelings about my size, about seeing myself in pictures. I also want to make sure to stop feeling ashamed about my size at the doctor's office. That goes all together. You know, so often we avoid going to the doctor when we're heavy because we're afraid the doctor is going to say, oh, no wonder you have XYZ element OP. It's probably just because of your weight. That's humiliating, right? So we avoid, a lot of us do, or did, going to the doctor and seeking medical treatment simply because we felt embarrassed about our size and anxious and worried and just shamed and all that bad stuff. I want to stop all those feelings from going on. So before I continue, I do want to ask you, have you ever felt embarrassed about your size? I shared a story, a couple of them from me, and I would like to hear from you. If you feel safe and comfortable, I hope that you do. Comment away. I'm going to spin the wheel here and hopefully get some conversations going with everyone where I can pick someone from the comments to hand out a fun prize because I think it encourages people to get involved. Woohoo! Today's prize is a Dirty Lazy Keto wall cling. And what that is, it's like a peel and stick decal. Woo! You could put on your fridge or on your wall, on your mirror. And you could use dry erase marker to write anything you want. You could keep track of the water, your vegetables, your net carbs of the day. You could write an inspirational quote to yourself. Here's what it looks like. It's peel and stick. It says Dirty Lazy Keto at the top. So if you want to win that, put a lot of comments and participate today. And keep in mind that all the prizes that I give out every week on the videos, on the YouTube videos, the premium Facebook support group videos, every week when I do a fresh video, I pick winners. And if you don't get picked and you're sad and you want one of these prizes, you know, you want one of these cool things, you want a signed, author signed personalized book, you want a sticker, keto stickers, you want an oven mitt, all the fun stuff I give away every week, it's all available on my Etsy shop. So you can go to etsy.com/shop, the Dirty Lazy Keto Shop. So etsy.com/shop, the Dirty Lazy Keto Shop. Okay, and there's links to this on my website, but I like to give you the name of it. And I just sell them at cost, so I'm not getting rich off of selling you a a decal or some keto stickers, let me tell you. It's a lot of work to get all your information and mail stuff to you. Let me tell you, it's like a little post office in my dining room, and my husband goes once a week and waits in this big line. And the postman hates us because we always forget to put the right amount of stamps. So anyway, I hope I can help support you with some of those goodies. Let's move on to number three. Hopefully you're all still participating, sharing. Number three, here's another thing that really motivates me to, gets me fired up, gets me inspired, gets me on track. And that is, I want to prove that there is another way to lose weight. I want to prove it to you, prove it to naysayers, prove it to the world. And let me explain that a little bit more, because I'm such a rebel, you guys. I hate it when people tell me I can't do something. And I get mad when they try to tell me to do dumb stuff, like, oh, Stephanie, you're having problems with your weight, you should eat oatmeal. Has anyone been told that before? Or, oh, Stephanie, you are having problems with your weight, you're almost 300 pounds. You know what, you should be eating fruit all the time, like apples and bananas and grapes and pineapple. You should be eating fruit and oatmeal and, you know, things like that. All these whole grains, that's going to fill you up and keep you healthy and keep you from overeating. Have some bran muffins, have some granola bars. Oh my gosh, are you serious right now? That makes me so angry, and I want to prove to those people, those doctors, those mothers, those grandparents, that there is another way to lose weight and keep it off that's healthy and sustainable. Now, we've been told for years, right? At least I have. Starve yourself. Don't have dessert. Don't eat too much. You know, skip this, skip that. And then we're told to eat things like these foods I'm telling you that are higher in carb, right? But they're telling you to eat stuff like eat whole grains, popcorn, whole wheat, toast. Then you're going to be healthy and lose weight. And then these people, I know I get all mad, they tell us that it's our fault if we aren't successful, right? They say, oh, well, you got some kind of willpower problem. You know, you're just lazy. And then they call us names and they fat shame us for not being able to just, you know, have a Dorito once in a while or have Chips Ahoy once in a while. They tell us things like that. Well, what's wrong with you? Why can't you control yourself? So for me, this, all that kind of stuff, it just makes me so, so, so angry. It makes me so angry and it really fuels my fire. It motivates me and inspires me to prove those people wrong. So are there any rebels out there who might like that tip from number three? Is anyone else out there getting fired up? Like, share if someone in your life has told you, oh, you can't dip your head, baby. Beep, 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 beep. Tell me in the comments, because I think it's very, very helpful for us to kind of all bond together and share experiences. Now, if you were kind of interested in this topic, I talk about it more in the next video that I will link up. It is called Best Weight Loss Plan 2024. Best Weight Loss Plan 2024. I will link that video up right after this one so that you can watch it. It's on the same line of thinking, right? That's why I associate like a similar video to link up next. That way you can just keep on going. Let's do number four, guys. I got six to share with you. And number four, these are four reasons or topics that really motivate me, get me fired up, help me to be inspired to keep going with the keto diet. Number four, I like to feel strong. I was doing this in the mirror beforehand, like, can I really do this on camera? My son would be mortified. Seriously, I've got my little weightlifter barbell here because I want to show you that feeling strong physically and emotionally, it is powerful stuff. It helps in so many areas of your life. And for me, when I'm eating the dirty, lazy keto way, I feel confident. I feel good about myself. I feel healthy. And that translates to me doing amazing things in my life. It's like an overall positive experience. Now, I went from weighing almost 300 pounds to today, and it changed my life eating this way. It made me do things that I did not think were possible. I want to share a couple examples with you. Not just feeling strong and confident and good about myself, but taking on new challenges in my life that I thought, I could never do that. Like starting this podcast or writing a book or going on the Today Show and talking about my personal life and my most humiliating moments. That's amazing, right? Eating this way has changed my life all for the better. I'm curious to hear how it's helped you and how it's changed your life as well. Do you guys know that I started running after losing all that weight? Now, I've never run a day in my life, ever. And all of a sudden, losing all this weight, I feel so amazing. I feel so confident. I don't know what got over me, but one day I'm out on the street, walking my dog, and I just decided I could start running. I know, what was I thinking? Crazy Stephanie, right? I'm feeling strong. I'm feeling confident. I'm feeling happy. Here is a photo of me running the New York City Marathon as a sponsored athlete from Power Bar. I don't know if I've talked about that ever or once in a while. Maybe not. But this is a picture I'm sharing with you from the New York City Marathon. And this was published in an article in the New York Post. Pretty neat stuff in the New York Post. And I ran that marathon and I looked good too. Look at the end. I'm just joking around. But I did. I saw this camera coming up toward the end and I'm like, ooh, I'm going to take out my ponytail and shake it out. Because I felt so amazing. And even though I had been up since like 4 a.m. and had goo all over myself and had been using porta potties, and without toilet paper, I mean, I looked good for how I felt, right? Like, or I felt good, but how I looked. I don't know how to say it correctly. But if you've ever run a marathon, it is a disgusting experience. You're filthy. You're covered in salt. You are dirty. You're exhausted. You're tired. You've spilled on yourself. And I'm pretty excited I got that picture because it really captured the moment. Like, it didn't really matter what I looked like. I felt so good and so sharp and so powerful that picture alone really motivates me to stay on track. Now, I didn't just run one marathon. I actually ran countless half marathons and also a total of a dozen marathons. Here's a picture of me at the Run Disney. This was actually on the Instagram for Disney, Run Disney in my Cinderella costume. If you've ever wanted to run a race and you want to get started, the Disney half marathons, the Disney races, Disney marathons, they are amazing and really fun and special because you get to get dressed up. And especially if you're a female runner and you're older runner like me, there's a lot of support and a lot of community and people just like you running and in costume. And it's really a special experience. I started sharing my story and running helped me gain a lot of confidence. I ran the Big Sur marathons multiple times, the half marathons, the 21 miler, the 26 miler. And I was even featured in the Big Sur marathon race guide. Here's a little article about me a couple of times, actually, as an inspirational runner story. And if you are not aware of Big Sur Marathon, it's one of the hardest marathons in the world. It's a very rugged landscape where you're out on cliffs on Highway 1 over Carmel and that area. It's brutal. There's parts where you're hugging the wall and the rains and the winds and everything's howling and there's no internet and you can't even get a good song on. And yeah, and it's very competitive. There's people from all over the world that travel to run that race. It's very hard, very difficult. So anyway, I wanted to share that stuff with you because you might think, oh, you know, this is just about eating, just about losing weight. It really isn't. I feel like when you start eating this way, you know, this is all about number four, you know, you start doing some pretty amazing things. You start feeling like taking some risks. You think, I can do things. I can do anything. And you get like giant cojones to try out new activities, new sports. Tell me if this has happened to you. But I remember the first marathon I ran ever, I was at the expo and they had a sign up something about the Athena category. And I'm like, what's an Athena? And they're like, oh, that's for the heavier runners. I'm like, the heavier runners. And then they start saying the weight limit and how to qualify. And I'm like, I qualify. That's kind of rude. But they're like, oh, well, if you run as an Athena and you win, you know, you can be first class, you can be first place, second place, you can win all these awards. And I thought, well, I'm going to give that a try if I qualify. Okay. So I got on a scale. I publicly got on a scale at the very first marathon I ever ran and to weigh in to show that I qualified based on my height and weight. And lo and behold, first time ever running a marathon. Guess who won first place? First place, people. First place. I've never run in my life, never won anything in my life, never played sports in my life, and I won first place for my category. My husband gets so annoyed when I talk about this because he also ran that marathon. And he's like, I didn't win anything. And I'm like, well, you didn't qualify for the heavyweight division. There's a benefit to being a larger person. So, haha, nanny poo-poo on you. So it is very special, the things that you can do when you start changing the way you think about yourself. I'd like to know all about number four from your perspective. How does keto make you feel? What risks have you taken, or what new confidence, what things have you tried since changing your eating habits? Because it's not just me running marathons. I bet there's a lot of stories out there. Have you joined a gym? Have you started dating again? Have you gone back to work? Have you started speaking up for yourself more? These are all part of the Dirty Lazy Keto transformation, all part of the journey. And very, very motivating stuff, you guys. Very motivating. You realize, holy cow, my whole life was on hold while I was eating a bunch of popcorn. Really. All right. Well, I could say a lot about these items, but I do want to move on to number five. And this is another area of health that really benefits everyone when you think about it. And it motivates me to really get fired up to stay on track and be inspired. And that is, I want to talk about Alzheimer's prevention. I'm going to show you a little brain here, a little squishy brain for my show and tell. But with number five and Alzheimer's prevention, emerging research right now, you guys, if you stay on top of scientific research, emerging research is showing a link, a cause and effect link between type 2 diabetes associated with dementia and Alzheimer's. So there is a strong link. Some researchers are even going so far to call Alzheimer's type 3 diabetes. What do you think about that? There is an association between eating sugar and having late stage problems in life with our memory, with our brain. Sugar today, Alzheimer's or dementia later. What do you guys think about that? Because that's what the research is showing. I mean, in my opinion, sugar is literally rotting out our brains with plaque. It's rotting out our whole bodies. It's ruining a lot of people's lives. So getting rid of sugar, for me, that's a done deal. I am so over it. Nothing tastes as good as having to look at someone in my family who's suffering from Alzheimer's and think, I cannot imagine my own future like that. I don't want to be a caregiver to a spouse with that. I don't want that for myself or for my children. I don't want that for any of you watching or listening either. So if you can get rid of sugar in your life and use that as a motivator to say, I don't want, you know, Alzheimer's, I don't want diabetes, then use that health motivator and wrap your brain around it and use that to really get you fired up and stay on track. Now, when I say sugar, I want to be careful to explain. I'm not just talking about sugar. A lot of people go, oh yeah, I cut back on sugar, I'm good. No, not just sugar. Remember, as I talk about an extra easy keto, and I explain this in the book, reaching over to show you a reminder, I explain this in detail about ketosis, how sugar operates, what happens when sugar gets into our blood. As I describe an extra easy keto, you know, sugar is not just sugar. It's not just sucrose, but it's also eating these high-carb foods. I'm showing you here a bag of Doritos, the popcorn like I mentioned. We had the bananas out earlier, the pineapple, bran muffins, oatmeal, whole wheat toast. All those things convert to glucose in our blood, right? So it's not just sugar, but it's eating high-carb foods, eating too many carbs. Our body converts the excess to glucose, and then too much glucose gets stored as fat, in addition to causing all sorts of other inflammation and problems throughout our body, like high blood pressure, plaque in the brain, etc. Now, I'm not a doctor. This is just my opinion, but I would like to say the standard American diet of high-carb food, it just has terrible, awful, disastrous consequences for our health and our future. So do you agree with that? Tell me your opinion in the comments, and also share what health concerns are motivating you. May not be Alzheimer's, like I mentioned, or dementia. Maybe something else is scaring you, like high blood pressure or sleep apnea. Tell me in the comments what health risks are motivating you to stay on track. It's okay to have like a negative one. It doesn't have to be like, oh, I want to look cute in my clothes and fancy clothes. These motivators are a little bit, have more teeth than just like, oh, I want to wear a cute dress to a wedding. You know what I mean? You really have to get to the nitty gritty, and that's why I'm sharing these. Now, number six, this is the last tip, last area that I want to share with you. So hopefully you're still hanging on. This is number 6. And this is something that really motivates me. And that is to pay it forward. So I want to go like this. Dirty lazy keto. Extra easy keto. Dirty lazy keto. Now I've got my megaphone here because I just feel so passionately about this, about the benefits, how easy it is, how it can change your life around, how simple it is really, and how just beneficial it is in every aspect of your life. I feel so confident and so passionate about this that number 6 for me is all about paying it forward. Telling everybody, shouting it from the rooftops. And I've shared this, my story, in every aspect. I don't ever hold anything back, you guys. I'm telling you everything. And I've shared it in so many different news articles and TV shows. I talked about the Today Show. I was in the Costco Connection magazine, Fox News, Yahoo, Reader's Digest, U.S. News and World Report, Publishers Weekly reviewed my books, Men's Health, USA Today, Playboy, no pictures, Parade Magazine, First for Women, Women's World, Power Bar, I talked about that. Even Disney, I had my little picture on their run Disney thing. So, I mean, I'm just willing and able to share my whole story with anyone who will listen. And I'm not afraid to tell you the benefits. Now, I've inspired other people by talking about this and creating books and creating resources and doing interviews. And so many people have had amazing success. Now, here on the cover of Women's World is one of our members, one of our readers, one of our Dirty Lazy Keto fans. Look how adorable and cute she is. She's a grandmother, and she lost 86 pounds at age 62. Isn't that great? And look at her. She is Dirty Lazy Keto's success story right here on the cover of Women's World. There's a whole article about her. And not just her, but we've had lots of members, lots of huge success stories, like Miss Jeannie. There she is on the cover of First for Women magazine with more articles to come. That's what I've been told by the editor at Bauer Media and First for Women and Women's World, as they love Jeannie and they're so inspired by Jeannie at age 59, losing 167 pounds on Dirty Lazy Keto, that they've contacted her for more stories. So way to go. And are you guys familiar with Barbara and her sister? Together, they lost 284 pounds on Dirty Lazy Keto. There's a whole article about them. Here I am on the cover of Women's World. I've been on 2 or 3 times. Here I am right there in the little pink dress. See me there? So I'm willing to share with you my stories. And these aren't just lazy keto or whatever stories. I know the headlines say one thing. But these are actually women from the Dirty Lazy Keto program who've read my books, who practice the recipes, who embrace this lifestyle that I've created. And it's their successes and their fabulousness that is being shared in those articles. So way to go, ladies. Now, if you want to hear more stories like that, which I know I love hearing about them too. They're so fun, aren't they? I put a bunch of them all together on my website, and you can go to dirtylazyketo.com/about. And that's where I put them all in one spot. dirtylazyketo.com/about. And you'll see a whole bunch of them listed and interviews and articles you can click on. So keep in mind that this might be you as well. You might be that next success story. You might be interviewed. You are going to be the person everyone's looking at work or in your family going, how did you do it? You are going to be that person that's inspiring others around you and shouting from the rooftops about how Dirty Lazy Keto has changed your life. I know it. You just got to follow these steps and find what's going to motivate you. And just be consistent and take those baby steps and just be consistent and be consistent and be consistent. It's baby steps and then you be consistent again. That's really all it takes to get into ketosis and to lose weight. It doesn't have to be so complicated. Now, the Dirty Lazy Keto lifestyle is doable for everyone. I will coach you through the basics. If you need step-by-step advice, I do recommend you start with Extra Easy Keto. It's 7 days to ketogenic weight loss on a low-carb diet, where it breaks it up into 7 days, helps you with meal planning, has cheat sheets for low-carb foods, high-protein breakfast recipes. This is a really great starter guide to get you going. And I shared with you earlier that Dirty Lazy Keto reaching down here. I'm always reaching for something. But I've also shared with you earlier, I read an excerpt from Dirty Lazy Keto Revised and Expanded. That was the original starter guide that I first shared my story. And then, of course, there's the four cookbooks, four of them, no overlaps, the Dirty Lazy Keto cookbooks, and also two different restaurant guides. One is the Keto Diet Restaurant Guide, and the other is the Dirty Lazy Keto Fast Food Guide. So there's eight books altogether. I just keep creating more resources to help you guys. I want to take your requests, take your questions, and then develop more resources so that I can respond in a way that reaches more and more people. So I hope that you know I'm here to support you and here to celebrate every step of your weight loss journey. I'm here to help you. That's why 24 hours a day, you can go to YouTube and just click on a video. They're all here. Or you can go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe. All these things are available to you anytime, all day long, no matter where you're at in the world. You can do this. So remember, stay tuned for the next video, which is the best weight loss plan 2024. That's the next one. And right now I want you to just pause and smile and pat yourself on the back and say, I did it, I did it, I did it. And say, good job. Give yourself a huge round of applause. I'm so proud of you. Keep up the great work. You can do it. Thanks for joining me on the adventure today with the Dirty Lazy Keto podcast. If you have questions about what we talked about, head over to my website, dirtylazyketo.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for my free newsletter.